Some people were shocked when Tour de Fat announced it was not returning to Boise, but Boise Bicycle Project Director Jimmy Halliburton wasn't one of them. That's because BBP stepped in with a new event to fill the gap. The Boise Goathead Fest had its inaugural run last weekend, and by all accounts, it was a success. Jimmy joins me live in studio to talk more about how everything went. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much for having me back. It was such a fun weekend, and I'm excited to talk about it.
So I have to tell you, my Facebook feed, you know, every aspect of social media that I'm on was exploding with this. So I'm assuming it was a good turnout?
The turnout was amazing, and the pictures turned out so good because everybody's in costume. They have these huge smiles on their faces, all sorts of crazy bikes. And so, yeah, when it was all done, like, it was all over the place. Like, everybody was talking about it. It was such an amazing day.
And tell me about some of the weekend and how it went, because I know one of the things you did differently from Tour de Fat was moving the location.
Mm-hmm. So we were in Cecil DeAndres Park this year, and then we kicked the parade off on the Capitol step. So we were able to move it right into the middle of downtown. And we also did it on Friday night and then Saturday day. And Friday night was such a magical experience. We partnered with Radio Boise to put together this incredible entertainment package. And we were all there, and we're like, we're actually going to be able to pull this thing off, and people are actually going to show up. And so we knew that Saturday morning that people would just be there in masses. And there was this great moment while I was on the Capitol steps, because I got to have the honor to kick off the parade. Mm-hmm. And we did this really fun Mr. Rogers skit with Chief Doan from our fire chief here in Boise. And I was standing up there, and I was just watching from the top step, people pouring in from every direction, like thousands of people coming in on bicycles in costumes. And you could just see like the black asphalt transform into this vibrant, color-filled pedal-powered, like, parade. It was such an amazing experience.
So what was it? What was it like seeing that versus when Tour de Fat was here? And I ask that because Tour de Fat was a really popular event, but, you know, corporate sponsor, like, this is a homegrown event.
It was different. And I love Tour de Fat. I feel so honored to have gotten to participate that for the last, personally, for the last, like, 7 or 8 years. There was something different going on, and I felt it especially on Saturday, where people were excited, and there was, like, this sense of ownership and community that is almost kind of unlike anything I've ever experienced before. I mean, working at the Bike Project, we've had so many opportunities where the community has just kind of come together and made something impossible possible. And this kind of took it to a whole new level. I've never witnessed this sort of energy coming from people and this sort of pride for, this is us, this is our own festival, and this is who we are. And you could feel it. Everybody could feel it. It was such a magical day.
And, you know, part of what Tour de Fat does, which we've talked about this on the show before, is that they go into these cities, and they, I would assume the ultimate goal is that what you did last weekend is what they want to have happen.
Absolutely. I would actually say that Boise is probably Tour de Fat's biggest success story. We were a community that came in, and they were relatively small, and our bicycle community was relatively small, and they helped us grow, and they gave us this momentum. And then they really gave the Boise Bicycle Project, who helped organize it along with a couple of other nonprofits, this sort of tool set and this sort of training to put on this type of thing. And so when they didn't come back, like, we had this incredible package ready for us just to say, hey, like, if we can pull this off, let's do this. And if we can do it the very first year, then we can keep all that momentum going and just, like, not lose a single step. And that's what we were able to pull off in a pretty short period of time. So it was pretty miraculous, the group effort that went into this and what we were able to do in such a short period of time. And it all came together in such a magical way.
I'm speaking with Jimmy Halliburton with Boise Bicycle Project, as well as one of the founders of the Boise Goathead Fest. If you have questions for Jimmy, always go to idahomatters@boisestate.edu, or you can tweet us, KPSX915. Use the hashtag IdahoMatters. It really is easier to find you that way. One of the things that was different about the Goathead Fest was when Tour de Fat was here in town, it was just a couple of nonprofits that benefited.
Yeah, three nonprofits, the Boise Bicycle Project, SWIMBA, and TVCA, and those three were still involved. But we were able to bring in the Land Trust of Treasure Valley, Dirt Dolls, and the Idaho Walk Bike Alliance. So we had three additional nonprofits this year, so that we were able really to highlight, benefit, and kind of give people access to a larger section of the bicycle community. And that was one of our goals, was that we are here to celebrate every single pedal-powered person out there. Doesn't matter who they are, where they're from, what kind of bike they ride. And if we can bring in these other nonprofits, we can have a better representation of that community and celebrate them and unite them in that similar way. And a lot of people ask us about the Goathead name, and why did you choose Goathead? And that's the exact reason, is Goatheads do not discriminate.
Right.
Doesn't matter what kind of bike you ride.
It doesn't matter
how much money you have. They're going to give you a flat tire. And so if we can use this sort of this monster and bring everybody together so that we can overcome this Goathead monster, like, what a better way to unify the community.
And how are the nonprofits talking about this? I mean, what was their reaction and response once the festival was over?
Yeah, well, I don't think anybody knew, including myself, exactly what was going to happen on Friday or Saturday or how it was going to turn out. So this stepping into the unknown. So props to everybody who got involved to take that risk. And then everybody who was involved, like, they saw it come together. They saw the power of this community. And then I think they also see this huge launching point for, like, okay, we did it. We built the foundation and now the sky's the limit. And so I think that that's the general sense from these nonprofits, that we raised funds this year. We highlighted nonprofits this year, and it has limitless potential for growth.
And what about the idea that, you know, businesses were benefiting from this? I know that was one of the reasons why you really pushed to move the event from Ann Morrison and have this inaugural event be downtown at Cecil Andrus Capitol Park because of, well, shade.
But, yeah, the shade was great.
The shade was huge. But also the idea that people can be part of this, but then maybe go grab a bite to eat somewhere downtown, and it's all walkable or, mm-hmm. you know, bicycle.
Well, we wanted to highlight our local community, and we have some ways that we put in place where we can actually measure the economic impact that this has on our downtown area. So folks were going to Bitter Creek for their Goathead poutine breakfast beforehand and going to Funky Taco after it was over and engaging in the Saturday market and doing all these other things that were just surrounded by that area. So not only were we able to bring people to the festival, but also disperse them into other areas. And I think that that's really important, because we did have nonprofits that helped put this together, but we also had for-profits. We also had the city of Boise and all sorts of different partners who came together to make this possible. And I think that that's really important to remember as far as a grassroots effort goes, that this was everybody. I mean, we had the mayor out pulling goat heads in 100-degree weather leading up into the event, for crying out loud. And the chief was on the Capitol steps. I mean, the city really helped make this possible, along with so many other groups. And so, again, like, it was this grassroots community effort that I've never quite seen replicated at any other event that I've ever been to.
And I know this has been a passion of yours, and I know with all the planning, you were hoping for a good turnout.
Yes.
Did this go beyond your expectations?
It did. I mean, the police told us that we had about 5,000 people in the parade. I guessed a little bit lower, but we're going to go with their number.
We'll go with their number,
5,000. But our goal was 4,000. We had more than that. Our goal was to collect 2 tons of goat heads. We collected about 3,900 pounds of goat heads, and there's still some people out there collecting. So we hit that goal. Our goal was to raise thousands of dollars for our nonprofits, and we're around $30,000.
Really?
Or so that we'll have raised, and we'll get to disperse those out to our nonprofits here soon. And so it absolutely exceeded our expectations. And you could tell that when people came into the park, they had that same experience where, like, they didn't quite know what to expect. They knew what Tour de Fat was, and they came in and they were like, this is it. This is Boise. This is our community. And they could feel it. And that energy was there. The smile on people's faces were there. There were so many kids. It was so family friendly. Everything came together in this sort of scrappy, but, like, very, very just sort of perfect way. I really haven't ever experienced anything quite like it.
So I'm going to make the assumption that there's going to be a second one.
Oh, heck
year.
Yeah, there will be. Yeah, that's the other thing that everybody's excited about, is we had about 3 months to prepare for this one, which is insane to put on an event of this level in such a short period of time. And now next year we have an entire year to plan for it. And we set that foundation this year. So the opportunity to, like, make it better and bigger and more collaborative with the community just has exponential growth.
And any ideas for next year on how you will expand this? I mean, I know, you know, it's only been a couple days.
Well, we would love to get more nonprofits involved. And so I think that that's a big portion of it. And having this much time to plan, we would love to, like, really pick these partners out who really are embodying this type of the community, this type of a type of grassroots community effort. and figure out ways to engage people leading in so that you could have your own Boise Goat Head Fest team and all of Boise State Radio could come down and participate and just figure out ways to activate and engage people in more community building ways.
Right. Well, I appreciate talking to you. I think it just was a wonderful event. Like I said, it was all over social media. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, and thank you to all the volunteers and everybody who made this possible.
Yeah, I want to thank Jimmy Halliburton, my guest today, talking about the inaugural Goat Head Fest. And if you didn't make it down this year, well, as you heard, there's going to be one next summer as well.
There will be.
Always, yeah.